This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraq's top Shiite and Kurdish leaders have wrapped up 2 days of talks aimed at forming a new government. It's been more than a month since Iraq's national elections, and impatience is growing for the new parliament to be seated. The predominantly Shiite slate that won a slim majority of seats has nominated a clergy-backed candidate for Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri. In order to take office, Jafri must have Kurdish support. This has put Iraq's Kurdish minority in a position it's never enjoyed before. As the second highest vote getters, the Kurds are now kingmakers. Barham Saleh is a senior Kurdish leader who will have a seat in Iraq's new parliament. I ask him if the Kurds were driving a hard bargain.
I call it bargaining in the best traditions of political life in any decent democracy. This is the first time this is happening here, and we all have a vital stake in making a success of this process. And instead of battling out through the battle of the gun, we're using arguments and hopefully logic, but also rely on our parliamentary strength.
Could you pull back the curtain, if you will, and give us a picture of what you are doing? How is it working?
We are talking, and I tell you what, seriously, it is not very different from what you have in your own country. It is politics. We are having meetings between the various blocs in parliament with the press. Most of the time, we sit in rooms drinking tea and sort of free-flowing discussions. But more and more, I do see structured discussions with specific proposals being floated around.
So amid the talk and the tea drinking at the moment, I guess you're going to go at some point where there'll be some table pounding.
Indeed. A bit of that has begun, how shall I say, testing with balloons, you know. It's happening in the press, but we actually, by and large, remain very civilized and people are aware of their responsibilities.
Now, in this election, the Kurdish interests, the Kurdish parties, gathered 75 of the National Assembly seats.
In fact, we got now 77 because two people have joined our list too as well.
Which puts you in a very serious position as regards bargaining. Nothing can go forward without some or all of those seats.
That is true. And we are mindful of our responsibility that comes with this relative strength that we have in the present parliament. We remain focused on the nature of the state and not to have the state dominated by any ideology and not to allow for the establishment of a fundamentalist religious state in Baghdad. Undoubtedly, there are issues that will be local to us, but we understand that these local concerns cannot be attained unless we have the fundamentals right. And the fundamentals have to be adhering to the interim constitution, respecting the rule of law, respecting the Bill of Rights, and working towards a democratic federal system of government. Unless we get that right, the other issues cannot be attained properly.
Another demand that has been put out there is for a Kurd to become the president of Iraq.
We are nominating Jalal Talabani to become the president of the republic. We believe that he's a qualified leader and has the political experience and leadership qualities to make that happen. But the symbolism is also important. We need to reflect back on the history of the state of Iraq for the last 8 decades. In this country, Kurds have been treated as second-class citizens, and it is, in fact, a challenge primarily for the Arab political elite in Iraq if they are serious about creating an Iraq that will reject the ways of the past, that will reject racism and ethnic apartheid. If we are to be part of Iraq, we want to live in a country that will guarantee equality for all its citizens, regardless of their ethnicity or religion.
Is this very act of bargaining for power from a position of strength a transformative experience? That is it binding Kurds in a sense more to Iraq as a nation?
Well, this is the challenge. I mean, we are saying Kurdish people have been delivered a very difficult hand by history. And if we truly gain a federal democratic system along the lines that I have described to you, I think the chances are there that the Kurds can feel integrated into the state of Iraq. Kurdish people, while they will always dream of independence, if they see Iraq to be a decent country that will give them security, prosperity, and give them the space to exercise self-government, why not?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Barham Saleh is Iraq's interim deputy prime minister.